My guest at this time is Richard Murdoch. He's the state treasurer for the state of Indiana. He's also seeking the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in the state of Indiana. And that is a big challenge because he's challenging the sitting Republican senator, Richard Lugar, who is actually the longest tenured Republican in the U.S. Senate and is seeking a seventh term in the upper chamber here in Washington. We've spoken with Mr. Murdoch before about why he's in this race. We want to get an update on where this intra-party challenge stands. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Greg. Great to be back with you again.
One of the big issues you've injected into this campaign is the fact that Senator Lugar doesn't actually live in the state of Indiana. What does the law actually say about that, and how much do the people that you talk to day-to-day seem to care about it?
Well, there have been two reactions, and it's kind of a two-front issue. One is whether or not he's qualified to vote here, which frankly is waters we've not muddled into because we thought the Election Commission would ultimately say he had that right. In fact, they did. But the other issue, which is much more vexing, is that the United States Constitution, not Indiana law, sets the qualifications for a United States senator. The U.S. Constitution says to be a senator, you must meet just two qualifications. You must be over the age of 30, and when elected, you must be an inhabitant of that state. We've challenged Mr. Lugar to come back, and he's made it clear he has, and I quote, no intention of doing so. And that is a huge issue. I mean, it comes to the point why he's out of touch with Hoosier voters, and it certainly becomes one of attitude as well, which is not well received here in Indiana.
Is that a new development? Has he been living out of Indiana for a long time, or did he just move within the last few years or so?
Well, he moved out of Indiana in 1977, so that's been quite a while. He's been voting from the same house that he left in since 1977. Several folks have owned it since then, but he continues to use that as his voting address. But to me, that, again, is less the issue than the very fact that the Constitution says, when elected, you must be an inhabitant. You know, it's fascinating to me that back in the late in the 18th century, when those words were written, back then it meant it took 2 to 3 weeks of travel for many senators to get back home. Now, Senator Lugar could come from Reagan Airport to Indianapolis in an hour and a half, and he still chooses not to do so. He apparently thinks Indiana is a nice place to visit, but he doesn't want to live here. And I'll tell you, people around the state are very much abuzz with that, and it's a big issue.
One of the things that you've also been saying lately is that Senator Lugar suddenly has changed his mind on a number of issues in order to present himself as more palatable to the Republican electorate in the primary. What are some of the issues that you see him taking different positions on now that he feels perhaps a bit threatened by you compared to where he was standing on these issues when there wasn't an election looming?
Well, there are many of them, Greg, and we ask your listeners to go to richardmurdoch.com to see the full list. But just in a quick summary, things like the DREAM Act. He was a co-sponsor of the DREAM Act, which would cause the children of illegal immigrants to get some special privileges to pass them on to amnesty. He changed his mind. He's no longer going to be a co-sponsor. He initially said he thought the Ryan budget plan was overly dramatic, overly draconian. Well, now he's changed his mind. He's supporting that budget plan. Just more and more, he's trying to find ways to appeal more as conservatives, to conservatives. Of course, MSNBC calls him Barack Obama's favorite Republican, and he's trying to get away from that label, but he's having a very hard time doing so.
In addition to believing that Dick Lugar's been in Washington too long, that he's not conservative as the people of Indiana would like him to be, what are the major reasons you're running?
Well, very simply, living in the world of finance as I do every day as state treasurer, put it real bluntly, I'm fearing for my country. We cannot continue on the economic path where we are headed. You know, even 2 weeks ago, Senator Lugar voted again against doing away with something as basic as congressional earmarks. We've got to get our budget under control. We've got to start to roll back the size of government. And if we don't do that, we're going to end up the way of Greece. You may find it amusing. The big joke in the world of finance right now is, what's the difference between the United States and Greece? And the answer is, about 10 months. You know, it's pointed. It's not real funny. When you see the way we are spending money that we don't have, when we continue to borrow, it is a dangerous thing we're doing, and we've got to change that practice.
Senator Lugar also taking aim at you, sir, talking about your attendance record during your years as a state treasurer, saying that you're not necessarily on the job as much as you should be. What's been your reaction to that?
Well, you best measure your traction in this business by the opponent's reaction, and Senator Lugar's all over the airwaves, both TV and radio, saying that I miss work 66% of the time. he's trying to make a point that of the 13 boards and commissions I serve on, that I'm not always there. But what he's not telling the viewers and the listeners is that 99% of the time, and we've checked those numbers, 99% of the time, if I'm not present, someone from my office is. You know, the governor, lieutenant governor serve on numerous boards and commissions as well that I serve on. And in 5 years, I've never seen either of them there. And now apparently he's attacking Governor Mitch Daniels for, quote, not showing up for work either. It is a pitiful, sad attempt of someone who's in a desperate campaign running for his seventh term as United States Senator. And frankly, I think there's quite a bit of backlash to what he's doing because people know it's way over the top.
About 2 months before the primary scheduled for May 8th, according to our records, where do things stand right now? How can you gauge who's ahead, who's not ahead, what you need to do in the next 2 months?
Well, there's been some polling done recently that shows we're basically within striking distance, which is no surprise. Again, the polling data sometimes get overshadowed by what's happening. The fact that you have a 36-year incumbent running negative ads at the pace he is tells you what his polling is showing. And by the way, he just fired his pollster, which in politics that is known as shooting the messenger. Pollster he'd had for more than 15 years. So we continue to move up in the polls. All of his numbers are going the wrong direction, especially as he mounts these massive negative campaign attack ads against us. But we're showing we're well within striking distance. Certainly more voters are committed to vote for me than they are voting for him. So when you come back to the undecideds at this point, that's where this race will be decided. And almost always in these types of races, majority of undecideds go to challengers. And so we're very optimistic. May 8th is going to be a good day, but we do ask folks check out RichardMurdoch.com and get all the latest commercials and see what's happening here in Indiana.
I know I asked you this last time, but for folks who didn't hear that previous interview, one of Senator Lugar's arguments is that he would match up better against likely Democratic nominee Joe Donnelly in a statewide race come November at a time when President Obama's on the ballot, who won the state back in 2008, although that's probably not likely to happen this year. But what do you say to those who are worried that you might not do as well in a general election as you might do in a primary?
Well, one of the reasons that Barack Obama eked out a win here with less than 50%, by the way, was because Dick Lugar appeared in a TV commercial for him during the presidential campaign. But to the race against Joe Donnelly, in 2010, he spent $2.2 million to be reelected in his district. That same election day, I had spent $580,000 to be reelected as state treasurer. In every county of his congressional district, I received more votes than he did. And my opponent came from that particular congressional district, and my opponent was the best funded of all the statewide Democrats. So to that matchup with Joe Donnelly, I have but two words, bring it. We're not going to lose a race to Joe Donnelly.
Well, a lot of key Senate races on the agenda this year, and the May 8th, the Republican primary in Indiana is certainly one that has a lot of eyes focused on it. Sir, thank you very much for being with us.
My great pleasure. Thank you, Greg.
Richard Murdoch, a state treasurer for the state of Indiana, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, taking on longtime incumbent Republican Senator Richard Lugar. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.